Sanuj, first story on the list, and this is, well, it's remarkable, I think. Karachi Stock Exchange hits an all-time high. It's just crossed the 31,000 mark. But put this into context, first of all, if you would. What was the previous best performance?
Well, the previous peak or high recorded was in July at 30,474 points. But after that, the exchange plunged in August after some opposition groups held demonstrations to try and topple the government. But now that the political situation is easing, confidence seems to be returning to the market, and the stock exchange has hit an all-time high of 31,332 points, which financial analysts say crossing this 31,000 barrier is a positive sign for the economy.
Well, it is, isn't it? And that's how, I guess, how in lots of ways you benchmark the health of an economy, don't you, when you get to these, well, so-called hurdles.
Yeah.
And they end up, of course, not being hurdles. The markets continue to climb. But it's good news. But what's behind the rebound in stocks? There's obviously more than simply an easing political situation.
Well, according to market analysts, some of the recent steps taken by the government for economic gains, plus the International Monetary Fund's recent decision to release the latest tranche of loans to Pakistan, these have been cited as some of the reasons for boosting confidence of investors. You know, the IMF did say recently that it was satisfied with the fiscal performance of the country during the last financial year. Economic indicators seem to be on the right track. It's also expressed satisfaction at liquidity position and commitment to reforms. Also, there was a recent announcement by the government to privatize certain national units, and that also seems to have contributed to this bullish sentiment. And if you look at some of the sectors that have shown gains during the last couple of weeks, mainly in the construction and materials sector, followed by the commercial banking sector.
Sanuj, there's a major trial and a court hearing was expected today in India, but it's been postponed, and this is the IPL spot-fixing trial. Firstly, why do we know why it's been postponed at all?
And just to give you a background to this case, it relates to the sixth Indian Premier League season held in 2013. It got into a major controversy over spot-fixing allegations. Police launched proceedings against several officials and cricketers, including former Indian test bowler S. Srishant, on charges of illegal betting and spot-fixing. There was a special panel that was set up, headed by a former judge. It also included former India captain Sourav Ganguly. And the panel submitted its final report to the Supreme Court recently, and this was expected to be taken up for hearing today, but it hasn't. In fact, it said, you know, more time is required to go through different aspects of the report. It seems to be quite detailed, and therefore proceedings have been postponed until Friday.
So the report is out, but this is the issue with T20 cricket, isn't it? It's so difficult to pinpoint those pivotal moments in the game because it's an explosive sport. In theory, it's an easy sport if you were that way inclined. It's an easy sport to fix.
It is. And, you know, the panel also during the course of its internal probe said that there were so many different angles to the case, complexities, you know, the nature of the game, like you mentioned, being one such aspect. But otherwise, you know, it's the involvement, apparent involvement of, you know, some big heavyweights involved in the sport that has raised questions as to, you know, even the future of the tournament, because it's yet to be seen who will get away, who will be punished as far as the case is concerned. There are big names like ICC chairman N. Srinivasan, India captain MS Dhoni as well. They are under the scanner for their conflict of interest. You know, initial findings submitted by this panel had said that Srinivasan's son-in-law, G. Mayappan, he could be guilty of illegal betting on IPL games. And there is one IPL team called Super Kings. They are owned by India Simmons, whose managing director is Srinivasan. So that is where the conflict of interest lies. And that team is captained by MS Dhoni. So all this, you know, it's a complex web of different officials and cricketers in one way or the other connected to the ownership structure. So there are so many angles to be probed, and therefore the court has said it requires more time to, you know, go through different aspects of this document, and it's been postponed until Friday.
It's such far-reaching consequences for the entertainment industry in India, the Bollywood industry, Shah Rukh Khan's involvement in a team, for example. There's so much here. That's something we'll be following. So that's it for now. Appreciate you coming in. Thank you.
Thank you.